If all goes as planned, Representative Paul Ryan will be elected Speaker this week. The Republican congressman from the state of Wisconsin would be the 62nd House Speaker. The Speaker is the leader of the 435-member House of Representatives. He is also second in line to the presidency, behind just the vice president, should the president die or be unable to continue in office. How tough a job has he accepted? What kind of speaker will he be? And how could he stay home on weekends instead of raising funds for fellow Republicans? Former Republican Congressman Bob Livingston said, "Paul Ryan is a very capable guy, a policy wonk, who was reluctant to take the job because he liked being a committee chairman and valued his time with his family." Livingston, who briefly led the House of Representatives in 1998, added, "House Republicans said they needed him, and he didn't want to let them down. And to get him, members were willing to agree to his conditions." Ryan became nationally known as Republican Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate in 2012. They lost to the ticket of President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. Ryan is currently chair of the House committee that writes the tax laws for the United States. He wanted to keep that job. He has been working on legislation to make the U.S. tax code simpler. So, when House leaders came to him and asked him to run for Speaker, Ryan said he needed time to think about it. Ryan said he does not want to spend too many weekends away from his wife and three children. His children, two boys and a girl, are aged 10, 12, and 13. Ryan, like most members, now gets long weekends at home with family because the House generally works short weeks. Sometime it's as short as Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. to late afternoon on Thursday. Other times it's Monday at 6:30 p.m. to Friday morning. But the Speaker is generally expected to travel on weekends to raise campaign funds. Outgoing Speaker John Boehner spent 200 days a year to raise funds for Republicans, aides said. Ryan's agreement with leaders means others will fill in for him for many of those fundraising events. His desire to keep weekends with family drew praise, but some criticism too. Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg gave him the Lean In Award of the day. "We need work to work for parents, and having leaders who weigh responsibilities as fathers as much as their responsibilities to their jobs shows all of us what is possible," she wrote on Facebook. But Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeted that millions of hard-working moms and dads want work-life balance too, just like Ryan. But Warren said they can be fired just for asking for time off to care for a sick kid. Ryan's rise to the Speaker's position at the relatively young age of 45 will not be easy. The 247 Republicans in the House are divided. Some want to fight Democratic President Obama even harder than they already have in his 7 years in office. But other Republicans say compromise is needed. If not, the federal government could shut down for the second time since 2013. Republicans got most of the blame in 2013. Ryan is set to become House leader just as several critical issues are before Congress. Congress needs to extend the debt limit in the next few weeks so the United States can pay its debts. And Congress and the President must agree on how much money to spend over the next 10 months, or risk another government shutdown. I'm Jim Tedder.